This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 10 May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear night across Israel, with pleasant conditions in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A gentle breeze is in the air, making it an ideal evening for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that Israel has established a secret military base in Iraq and attacked Iraqi forces approaching it. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that Iran is using foreign fighters to suppress local resistance with Iraqi and Afghan militias on the ground. Also this hour, I-24 News confirms Israel operated a secret base in Iraq during the Iran war, taking action to prevent its discovery by Iraqi troops. Separately, JTA shared from earlier today that a man has been sentenced to life in prison for firebombing an Israeli hostage march in Boulder. And finally, Ynet highlights that Iran is importing foreign fighters in response to local resistance, echoing concerns of occupation. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East political analyst, posted just minutes ago that America might deploy B-2 bombers against Iran while claiming a ceasefire. Seth Frantzman, a Middle East affairs journalist, wrote earlier today questioning the absence of foreign defenders of the West, suggesting nations are built on the young. Ynet Global posted recently about Iran's heavy reliance on foreign militias to quash resistance, emphasizing the oppressive atmosphere in the region. Let's go deeper. Starting with Walla's report, Israel has secretly positioned a military base in Iraq. This base has come under threat from Iraqi forces who nearly uncovered it. This operation is part of a broader strategy amid tensions with Iran. The implications for regional stability are significant, raising questions about future engagements. Turning to Iran's internal situation, Ynet reports that the regime is cracking down on dissent by bringing in foreign fighters. This strategy includes Iraqi militias and Afghan fighters, revealing the extent of Iran's domestic strife. The impact on local populations is severe, with increased tensions and security concerns. Meanwhile, I-24 News confirms the secret base in Iraq was active during the war with Iran. Israeli forces acted to prevent Iraqi troops from exposing the site. This strike comes as part of ongoing efforts to protect strategic interests in the region. The move underscores the delicate balance of power in the Middle East. Separately, JTA reports on the sentencing of Mohammed Sabri Soliman, who attacked a march in Boulder. The attack resulted in the death of a Jewish woman, causing immense suffering for her family. This case highlights ongoing challenges in tackling hate crimes and ensuring justice for victims. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli startups raised over $1.25 billion in April, with Vast Data's substantial funding round leading the way. This highlights the resilience of Israel's tech sector amid global uncertainties. Separately, Globes notes Canadian real estate firm Almadev is planning an IPO on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. The company aims to raise significant capital, reflecting confidence in the Israeli market. And finally, Ynet Business discusses Israel's economy showing resilience despite ongoing conflict. Economists point to the strong high-tech sector, though they warn of underlying financial pressures that could impact future growth. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.